Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the final Fantasy Football Noise of the 2017-2018 season. With me, as always, are Steve Baker.
Hello, John.
And Wayne Mitchell.
Wow, how did we get here? 38 game weeks.
Oh, it's flown in, hasn't it?
I know. We made it. End of the season, boys.
I thought we'd give up after five or six episodes. 38 or more.
I thought you did.
Actually, I'll have you know, I've had nothing but green arrows since game week 31.
Really?
Oh, that wild
That's when
card.
I started taking it seriously.
Bollocks.
It's not, that's time. Not bollocks. Green arrows.
Well, that's impressive.
Well done.
Thank you.
And what game week it was. It was lovely, wasn't it?
What a belter, that final afternoon.
Oh, it was a glorious sun-kissed afternoon.
It really, really was. And I'm happy to say that I finished with a flurry. Hopefully it's a barometer of how my season's going to start next year.
A three-digit haul.
Yes.
100 points, wasn't it?
101 points, yes, with only
lovely.
With only a four-point hit. So, yeah, very pleased indeed. Very pleased indeed.
Two Liverpool defenders in the team of the week. A relegated goalkeeper. The Lanzini Arnautovic partnership.
Yeah.
Harry Kane pops up. Perez, the player of the last 7-8 game weeks.
Mm. Zaha.
Vardy makes an appearance.
PVA.
And what PVA, a game week course. Rank, Jay. 23,000th for the week.
Yes. Yes. Easily my highest of the season. Thank you. About bloody time. I think I went up 250,000 places for that. So that was tidy.
So tell us your final position then, Jay. Final points and position.
Final points, 2,071.
Nice.
Still nowhere near where I'd like it to be, obviously, but given the start of the season and the middle that I had, not too bad of a final ending pace. I finished quite strongly, 92 last week and 101 this week.
That is impressive.
So that's decent. But hopefully better things next year.
And that's taken you to 661,000th, your overall rank, Jay.
Sorry, yeah, 661K, yeah.
And I guess, you know, for our listeners, that's exactly the kind of pedigree that they're looking for in an informative podcast about the FPL, isn't it?
Where did you finish, Mitch?
As I said, I had green arrows since game week 31. So pretty good finish there.
And they rocketed you to the lofty heights of
2.3 millionth or something like that.
Very good.
And you, Beko, how was your final day?
So I was delighted. I was 70-pointer. I beat my highest ever score by 3 points, so 2114.
Oh, you did it.
My
well
final.
Done.
Yay.
Well done. Nice.
And my OR was 420,000. So disappointing. I wanted 100,000, top 100K. I've been in there before.
Yeah. I was dreaming, obviously, but when it was all going my way, I thought I might even get close to catching you up, but no, not quite. So you finished on what? 2114. So yeah, about 40 points between us. That did close the gap quite a lot between me and you those last 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were over 100 ahead of me not long ago.
Good stuff. I'm just looking back, Baker, at your season history. And actually, 420,000th is nowhere near your best. So in 12-13, you were 57,000th. That's very good.
And you've had that was my previous highest score, so 4 points less than that. But there were much less players in the game.
Yeah, loads more now.
Where are we going next, JB? Are we going to analyse our teams?
I think we should. Yeah, just quickly. I mean, you've touched on the big players, but
so you're not bothered about what I did in the last game week, no?
Oh, did we not do that already? Sorry, mate. You go ahead, please.
Forgettable. 64 points.
64 is decent.
Yeah.
Did you take a hit?
No. Huh?
Did he take a hit?
No hits. I didn't. Unusual. I didn't need any hits.
That's that wildcard masterstroke you played, mate.
Exactly. Yeah. Green arrows since game week 31. I repeat.
So you said. What about that game at Wembley?
That was a marvellous game of football, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Lucky Clappers for being there.
I know. Our dear friend Simon Clapperton was there for that. Amazing. 3-1 down at one point. Didn't look like it was going to be a good afternoon for them, did it?
He'd have been shitting it at 3-1.
Yeah. I bet nobody had Lamella.
No. Yeah, you'd have been a brave man or woman to have picked Lamella.
You would. And... Well, I know we all know that it's confirmed now, but when we last recorded, and we should apologise because we did promise to do a follow-up show, didn't we? But we simply weren't able to fit it in on Thursday night in the end. But since we last recorded, Swansea's relegation has, of course, been actually confirmed.
So sorry, Paco.
But I did dare to dream for a 3-0. I thought a 3-0 win for you and a 7-0 win for City wasn't... It was unlikely, but it wasn't impossible.
So there were two indicators that got me slightly excited.
Right.
The Man City team sheet and then Andy King scoring to put us one up after not many minutes, just after 10, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit excited. I mean, I wasn't animated. I didn't jump out of my seat when he scored.
I think you texted me to say you were playing them off the park or playing like Real Madrid or something. What did you say?
We were, yeah, playing like world beaters. And to be honest with you, I was just pleased that we were playing well. It was just nice to watch a side that you support playing decent football. But no, I mean, I was resigned to it when Huddersfield got the draw at Chelsea. So looking forward to the Championship, actually. Lots more games, 46 games.
Hopefully not a few more wins than you did this year.
Oh, I'm looking forward to winning... 20 games? I mean, that would be amazing.
And what's the word on the grapevine? Is Laudrup... You mentioned that he might be... He was rumoured to be coming back.
Yeah, Laudrup's rumoured to be coming back, but all of our manager appointments have pretty much been left field.
Mm.
So anything you see on Sky Sports News in the top five in the betting, not a chance.
No.
It's always someone outside the top five in the betting.
Pure speculation.
And, yeah, Laudrup's agent, who's a cock, has been noising up.
Fair enough.
But if Laudrup does come back, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm looking forward to the Championship. Looking forward to getting rid of some real dead wood in the side, like Key.
He looked poor.
Yeah.
He looked really poor. I've noticed how off the pace and just sedentary he's looked the last couple of games.
He's massive as well. He's about 6'2", and he's well built as well.
He's overweight.
An absolute pussy.
Carrying some timber, I would say.
Pussy in midfield.
Yeah. I heard that Andre Ayew has a relegation clause in his contract as well, so he can leave at the end of the season, or he can leave now.
Thank fuck for that.
You'll miss all of his goals, won't you, mate?
I know. I mean, he just kept rifling them into the roof of the net.
God, what would you do without all those goals he banged in for you? Yeah, and is Carvajal confirmed as going or not yet?
Yes, he has. Yeah,
actually confirmed.
Yeah, actually confirmed. He's off.
Oh, and somebody pointed out, and I think it's worth mentioning that he's not a bad looky likey for our own Wayne Mitchell.
Yeah, he's not bad.
Not a bad looky likey. Do you? What say you, Mitch?
Well, I don't really know what he looks like.
I was going to say, have you ever seen him? No.
No. Or maybe once.
He looks a bit like you.
How have you not seen him?
Well, need you make him tell us?
Shall we have a look at the FPL team analyzer?
Sure. Yeah. First of all, you should tell people what it is.
Okay. So this is something that Mitch found, and Mitch, could you post it?
Oh, hold on a minute. I think you need to give credit where it's due.
Was it you, Jay?
No, it was Stairsy.
Was it Stairsy?
Yeah.
But it is a Twitter account, a well-known one called Premier Fantasy Tools.
Okay.
They've gone to some trouble, by the way, haven't they, to make
yeah,
this?
Yeah, it's marvellous. Mitch, can you post it at @fantasy_noise? Can you post the URL for people to click on?
Of course I will.
So just a brief overview of what it is. FPL Team Analyzer. You can basically put your team name, your manager name or whatever, in the top, and it will find you. And then you've just basically got your own little web page of just every type of analytics you could wish for, and loads that you have no idea why you would need to know them. But nonetheless, it's interesting stuff to just track your whole team, all your transfers, your formations, all manner of analysis on your team over the course of the season.
Can we call it a dashboard?
I think it is a dashboard.
Fucking do it. Dashboard.
There are graphs, there are charts, it's mega. It's all colour-coded.
Right, have you all got it up, boys?
Are we going to do this effectively a bit like top trumps between the three of
yeah,
us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Is that how this is going down?
I'm not exactly sure how that works when you've finished 2.3 millionth, but okay, let's crack on.
All right, let's go manager all-time performance section first.
You've been feeling confident.
So, no, for this season, what is your percentile? So my percentile is top 8%.
Top 12.
Mitch?
Percentile, top 40%.
That's not so good, is it? Captain analysis. This is a good stat. I love this. So best captain for me was Mo Salah with 58 points in game week 31.
Yep, snap.
Likewise.
And captain contribution percentage. So percentage of your overall total points. My captain over the season got me 31%.
25.
28. How about total captain points, though?
640 for me.
498.
512.
So it just shows you how important the captain pick is to your overall performance, doesn't it? 31% of my fucking points came from my skipper.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Let's not go too into too much detail with all of our own personal analysis, but I think what is possibly interesting to flag up for people is the total points by position. Because I think we had a chat earlier on in the season as to how we should weight our sides.
Yes.
And I don't know how it sits for you guys, but for me, out of my 2,070-something points, my midfield has contributed 936.
Yeah, 982 for my midfield.
Yes, yeah, so it's getting close to half, isn't it?
Yeah, to be fair, though, it is the Salah effect.
It is the Salah effect, but and I suppose it's also the fact that you've got five midfielders as opposed to only three potential strikers.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just a correlation. There's
a chart below that shows points per game week by position. So if I look at mine, my midfielders were on average each scoring me 5.5 points per week. Just slightly lower for the forwards, then the defenders and goalkeeper were down at less than 3.5 points per week on average. So it's kind of saying, actually, pack your midfield, play with more midfielders than defenders.
Exactly, that's what I was going to go on to say, is it supports the theory of making sure you've got a really strong midfield, play five each week.
Very
you
nice.
You can either do a 3-5-2 or 4-5-1. But I think the five in midfield is an important way to go.
There's fucking loads you can do with this, isn't it? I'm going to have a proper night of this. I hope they keep it going until we come back after the summer so I can look at where I went wrong and went right.
I'm quite sure they will.
Anything else jumping out of you, Jay?
One more perhaps slightly interesting thing. How many times were each of us above the average score? That's quite an interesting one.
76%. 29 times I beat the average.
Nice, 29 times, that's good. Mine was 23 times, so 61%.
20 for me.
20, yeah. And if you remember, what did we say again in the early weeks? We said if you could hit 60.
60 points
was like the magic total, wasn't it? My average game week points for the season was 54.5. So not actually as far off what I thought as... not actually as far off of... that target as perhaps I thought I was. What was yours, Baker?
55.6, mate.
55.6? Very certain.
Yeah.
Well, pretty close. But Mitch?
48.9.
So there you go.
It's lovely. Try it. I'll put it up on Twitter, but you know, people may have used it already, but it's a lovely little bit of analysis to prepare you for next season.
Perhaps we should reveal who the winner of this year's Fantasy Football Norway's Mini League is and then put his or her team name in and just quickly look at how their stats stack up.
Yeah.
So in fifth place with 2,305, good score, is On the Beach, Paul Gabb.
Fourth place, we got Ridgemount Rovers, 2,306. That's Colin Bennett.
I believe Colin Bennett joined us the 11th hour, did he not?
I think he did, yes.
I think he was the one that Midge managed to entice in. He wasn't able to pip Stuart Harrington to the post.
No. But in third place, we've got Lursel Bisk, James Stairs, 2,313.
And he's tied for second, really, with Stuart Harrington, also on 2,313. So they share second place, really. Nice tight finish.
And the winner of the Fantasy Football Noise Mini League 17-18 is John Griffiths, 2,323.
Very nice.
Fantastic performance.
Strong finish. 87 points on the final day.
Beautiful.
Very good. Where did he end up finishing?
Oh, I don't know.
Top 10K, 7,583rd. That is pretty good. Why don't we stick Grifters United into the FPL team analyzer? Cool. Wow, look at that. So from game week 17 to game week 20, he went from over 200,000 to inside the top 5K, and he basically stayed there.
Oh, that is a sexy little chart, isn't it? Wowza. Yep.
Wouldn't mind mine looking like that one. And there's hope for you yet, look, Mitch. Only a few years ago, he was 2.5 millionth.
Yeah.
So you can still do it. Percentile, top 1%. Very, very nice. We haven't got time to go into all of his, but suffice to say, it's significantly nicer than ours. Oh, and his average point score, 61.13.
There you go.
Wow.
So 60 points is 2,280.
So 2,280 would be 60 points a week, and he's ended up with 2,323. So actually, there is some merit to the 60-point rule of thumb.
Yeah, beautiful to watch.
But I wouldn't say no to 61.
Should we get him on? Should we get his secrets?
I think we definitely should get him on. It's a bit lapse of us that we've not managed to get him on for tonight. But we are going to do a pre-season show sometime in the summer, late July or early August, and we'll get him on then, maybe.
Yeah, let's get John on. Have you contacted him by Twitter sphere, Mitchell?
I have sent him a mug as by way of congratulations. I've yet to think of what else he might get as a small prize. I was hoping it would be something cheap that could be delivered by Amazon Prime, but I didn't really find anything. So maybe he'll get a tea towel or something like that.
Nice.
Is that suitable for a winner of a mini league?
I think so. I'm sure he'd absolutely love that.
Shall we have a quick look at the draft? John, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You've won our draft fantasy mini league.
I was delighted. Absolutely delighted.
13 points over second place. Congratulations. Obviously, the margins are a lot smaller in draft because there's no captains.
Yeah, true. I mean, I got lucky in a way. Well, you could say I got lucky or Dan maybe took my nearest rival, Dan, took his maybe eye off the ball slightly with quite a few players who he had in his side that didn't start. So Cech, Lukaku, Jones, Rudiger and Walker all didn't play for him. And Trippier, sorry. Pogba, Son and Morata only chipped in with one, Pickford one. And so I had a belting day. I brought in Zaha and Van Aanholt.
Beautiful.
They both picked up big points. I brought in Bailly because I did a little bit of homework on what Jose's sort of early announced side was going to be. So I was tempted to get two United players actually because I just couldn't see Watford scoring. But I decided to hedge my bets. But it was enough, 68-point day. And delighted to actually win a league, given my dismal performance in the FPL. Thanks.
Congratulations, mate. Well done.
Cheers. Yeah, yeah. And I'll definitely do it again next year, won't you, boys?
I think so. A season-long draft will be good fun.
Yeah.
Audible silence from Mitchell.
Hmm.
Maybe. Yeah, I'll do it. Do you know the best? Do you know the best part of the
That's the spirit, mate.
Of draft fantasy, the draft itself. The draft. Pick, the rest, yeah, I can give or take or leave it.
I do like that nerve-wracking 20 minutes of the draft.
I tell you, and like I said before, the definite thing I do want to do is Champions League draft from the beginning. We joined a bit late this season, didn't we? But I would definitely want to do that from the beginning of the season. That'd be great.
I think we should have done some more lightning draft picks, because then you get the thrill of the draft as often as every week. If you want to do one a week, you can do one a week and just pick five aside.
It's like heroin, isn't it?
A little bit.
A little bit like
heroin. I would imagine.
Did you see the lightning draft? Remember, we featured on their show. We were the second highest guests on the show.
Ah, have they been running the whole season?
I don't think so. Maybe half the season, but we were second place on their little podium. Lovely graphics.
Lovely stuff. No, lovely graphics. I did not see that.
Yeah.
Do you suspect one of them is a graphic design student?
Got to be. I think they're probably a little bit better at graphics than they are about draft.
Bit rude.
Well, they should do a graphic design podcast.
They are good. I do like their graphics. If only one of us was good at that.
Cool. So is it trivia time, Mitch?
Yes, it is. And
Yes, question mark.
Yes, it is. As you've enjoyed it so much, I thought we would do another letter of the alphabet and find out which teams have played in the Premier League, and then you can guess for how long they were in the Premier League between you, a little head-to-head. So this week we will do the letter S, which I don't think we've done, have we?
No.
We haven't done S?
Don't think so. I think we've done B's and the mixture. And maybe W's, yeah. Great, let's do the S's, okay.
So we're looking for S's. We're looking for six S teams. I think this is probably an easier one than other weeks. Six S teams.
Great, look forward to it. Give us the break to think about them.
Yep, get your thinking caps on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to part two, Fantasy Football Noise. Before we resume in earnest, I do feel, I'm afraid, Steve, that I do need to haul you over the coals a little bit.
What have I done now?
Well, you made us all look a little silly last week. I questioned you in my mind as you confidently stated that certain teams had traded players pre-season and had started the season with a bank balance of in excess of 5 million more than the 100 we start with.
A little nervous cough there, Baker.
Right. I don't know why on earth I didn't say it on air, but I didn't. I went with it. You said it so confidently, as you often do, with things that you don't know what you're talking about, and you've made us all look really silly. I'd like to apologise formally.
So I would like to apologise, and I'm sorry, but I don't think I've made us all look silly. I've just made myself look like a twat. For legal reasons, I want to point out that John and Mitch had absolutely no influence over that outburst, that confident yet foolish outburst that I put on last week's show. So it transpires that you can't make profits until after the first game week. Is that right?
Yes.
Sounds like a much more serious apology. For legal reasons, I would like to point out that Mitch and John were not involved in what I said. I repeat, were not involved.
Legal reasons, as if one of us was actually going to attempt to sue you.
for making us look foolish, as if I've not
defamation
done enough of that myself.
Of character. Yeah. Yeah, but because you can make unlimited changes to your team before the season actually kicks off, can't you?
Yeah.
So I don't know what you were thinking of. And 5 million. I think you might have meant 0.5 million.
No, I think I meant 5 million. And I'm sure in like game week 2 or 3, I saw teams with values of 105 million.
It's completely impossible, isn't it?
I don't think it is.
£5 million of profit.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to look into it over the summer. Listen, when we come back in August.
Okay, so hold on. Think about how many trades that would necessitate.
Yeah, quite a lot.
A lot.
How do you make money in a team? By selling a player whose value has gone up who you had, right?
Yeah, and you only get half that profit as well.
You get half that profit, thank you. So day one, you've got a team whose squad value is what?
100 million.
100.0, okay? Let's say half your players score goals, okay? Everyone rushes in to buy them. They go up either by 0.1 million or 0.2, like, at the most.
No, I think you see big price rises.
You don't. Even if they went up by 0.6 in one day, which they don't, you'd only get 0.3 per player. How many trades would you need to make, and at what cost to you, in order to make £5 million of increased value in your side?
I'm going to have a look over the summer, as I said.
You're in the financial sector, Steve.
Just bear with
me. Those numbers just don't add up. For legal reasons, if anyone banks with Steve's hedge fund business, I would seriously reconsider investing your money elsewhere. just doesn't add up, does it?
No, not really.
Not really, no. Perhaps it was 0.5. Perhaps you were high. Anyway. That bit's out of the way. What else are we going to cover in this final episode?
Oh, can we talk about Mitch's... what did you say you had?
Well, a couple of things. You're talking about the start of next season. I've cast my eye already to team names because I was thoroughly impressed with... Well, certainly Mick O'Neill's team name, me, myself and IU. And I want to have a better team name next year, and I thought I'd just run a couple by you just to see if you think they cut the mustard at all.
Sure.
Please do.
First one I've got on the list is Fabri Gastroenteritis. Any good?
Very good.
Are they all illnesses or diseases?
No, they're not all illnesses.
I'd like it if there was a theme.
I've got...
And you changed yours every week like Stairsy's done with food-related ones.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure I've got quite that many, but I've got Knowing Me, Knowing You, Zaha! No? Weak? Or the most tenuous one that I've got is Aloha, Is It Me You're Looking For?
No, I don't. I've got Ajoa and King. Is there anyone else?
Me.
Then me. Yeah, I think getting as many surnames into the name as possible, I think, is an excellent starting point, isn't it?
Is there a player who you could shoehorn in for the end of that bit? Is there a four? For example, if Mikhail Forsell was still playing? Do you know what I mean? Is it me you were looking
for? Forsell.
I'm trying to think of someone whose name is a bit like the word for.
Okay, well, let's move on.
Is it me you're looking for?
Let's call it work in progress. Down like a sack of spuds.
I like that.
Gross misconduct.
Quite like that. Yeah, that's probably my favourite so far.
And then there's a player that's coming up who I like the look of from Wolves called Diogo Jota. And then I've got One Iota. Or not right, One Iota.
Not bad.
Any of those any good to you?
That was a bit like Alan Partridge pitching his TV show ideas.
Pathetic ideas to a major
monkey tennis.
Inner City Sumo.
I want to tell you about my religious team. I've got
Jesus off the mark.
Pope.
Yep. Pope, yeah.
Give us some of the more tenuous ones.
We've got Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Ruben Loftus turned the other cheek.
What the fuck's that got to do with religion?
Because the turn the other
it's a
cheek
bit
is what
Christianity
do.
Focused.
Huh?
Can we get other religions, not just Christianity?
Okay, try Islam Slimani.
Try that for size.
Yeah.
There's a player who plays for Watford whose name I can't exactly pronounce, but it's something a bit like prayer. Prayers.
Oh, is it, what, is Pereira. It oh, yeah, that's good. I like prayers. That. That's tenuous. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cain and Abel.
Very good.
Is the player that plays for Bournemouth, is it Simon Francis?
Yes.
Simon Francis of Assisi.
Okay. I thought they were just genuinely religious. You don't have to, like, it's not like Cockney rhyming slang where you have to derive it.
Yeah.
Where we ran out.
Abraham would be good.
You've sort of merged the concept of team names.
Yeah.
And religious players. You can't. Where are you going to write Islam? You know, where are you going to write these other things? Christmas Carol. Where are you going to write that?
Well, I'm not.
No.
But how would we know it if we looked at your team that they were religious? When they're not just tenuous, they're just wrong.
Okay, Stairsy.
They're
scrub far that
flung.
Idea. Fuck it.
They're far flung and.
Well, I was going to pick three kings. Josh King, Andy King, I just need one other king.
That's good.
That's really good.
If there is a third one.
Hopefully one gets promoted.
Yeah.
One for Fulham or Cardiff, maybe.
Nice. Okay, cool. We also have had a few suggestions sent in by listeners about things that we should do for next year, haven't we? So someone suggested a few weeks back, I remember, that we should, in our head-to-head, our weekly head-to-head, we should have the average score as one of the competitors each week. So we have a league of four, effectively.
Oh, good idea.
So I like doing that.
Yeah, I like that. If with everything we've learned, we don't beat the average score every week next season, that'll be a disappointment, won't it?
Yeah. We actually haven't rounded up the final head-to-head score was this year.
I won.
Baker won, who cares? Fuck it.
I think I won the last two, so I think I got to within one or two of you. Was it 15-12-9? I reckon it's 15-14-9. Does that add up to the right number?
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Yeah,
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah. So what about lessons learned, guys? Things that we've done well, things that we've done wrong this year, which we're going to change for next year?
Well, for the biggest one for me... So I already kind of get fantasy football. I'm an average player. But the FPL community, hashtag FPL, is amazing. And if I use the resources that are available from the likes of Dinnery and Krellin and Fantasy Football Mix and...
And Fantasy Football Scout, the Scout cast.
Yeah.
Really, some really, really good stuff there.
If I do that, I'm going to be just fine, I think. And I think you can pay money. I think there are tools that you can pay for to get you up there. So, yeah, just being part of the FPL community has really pushed me on. And I think
you're right. It's a massive untapped resource certainly by us so far, but probably by lots of people.
Yeah, definitely. How about you guys? What have you learned?
I've got a few things.
Go on.
You can fucking list as long as you are.
I was going to say, I should imagine your list is quite lengthy.
2-hour episode. don't play your wild card in game week 3.
Correct.
Use your triple captain on double game weeks. Not in game week 3 on Romelu Lukaku. Don't spend over 100 points on transfers.
Hold on a second. Just to embellish on your last point, though, we did discuss very early in the season how some people, I mean, I still think I wouldn't do it. It still seems crazy. But some people did purposely play their triple captain in week 1, didn't they? And they hit, and Jamie Vardy got 2 or 3 goals, I seem to remember, on the first day. And that instantly put them out in front
of the pack.
Yeah, gets you in front of the pack, gets you top of your mini leagues.
I think next season I'll be wanting to play my triple captain in the first double game week possible. Because I think what happened in the later game weeks is that there was too much rotation. So even if you did pick a double game week captain, they didn't necessarily play both games.
Yeah, game week 31 was perfect, wasn't it? That was the blank game week, actually. Actually, that was blank game week. What am I talking about?
I'll edit that bit out. I think I used my free hit chip for the first double game week, although it was only Spurs and I think West Ham from memory that doubled.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think you're right. I think you've got to play your free hit in one of the blank game weeks, and your triple captain in the first double, earliest available double. I think you're right. Yeah.
Other things I learned is don't have 3 premium strikers.
Correct.
Yeah. And so what would your strategy be there? Just have 1 premium, one mid, and 1 cheap.
Yeah, and then have better midfielders, I think.
Mm.
And stick with it. The thing I really didn't do last season was stick with it. If I look at some of the players that I picked at the beginning of the season, had I just left them alone? We ought to do that analysis again, didn't we? If I'd just left those players alone for the whole season, what would I have scored? And I'm confident I would have scored a lot better than I actually have. So
that's another experiment we could do, isn't it? We could each register 2 teams, because I'm sure we've all got multiple email addresses. Just register 2 teams, start them off identically. So one that will be your main team that you'll play the season as you normally do, and the other one, starting with the same 15 players, you just leave it alone.
Yeah.
So you can actually see. You can compare as the season goes on. That'd be quite interesting.
Yeah, a control experiment. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. I think somebody else also suggested that we do a team that the 3 of us collaborate on.
Yes, I like the sound of that.
We could do that.
Yeah, that's good. I was worried that we might argue. Remember when we did our lightning draft?
We didn't.
It was easy, wasn't it?
No.
It was great fun.
No arguing.
Yeah.
Another quite a basic thing that I learned is look at the fixtures before you pick your players.
True insight coming here, guys.
Home captains generally perform better is something I think I heard throughout the season.
Yeah. Always go for a home captain if you can.
And then also the finding players that play out of position and give you more favourable scores.
Yeah. I mean, I think Salah is unlikely to be classified as a midfielder next year, would you say? Sterling?
Definitely. I think he might also go to Real Madrid, but that's another point.
How dare you? He won't. Not next year.
A man really took me to task on Twitter during the season when someone, just one of these silly little things, they'd said, name your best 3 strikers or best 5 strikers in the world right now. And so I put down 5, including Mo Salah, and he came back and called me a cunt because I'd put Salah as a striker. It's like, pretty sure he's a striker. No, he's not. He's an advanced midfielder. It's like, well...
He's a winger.
Yeah.
Playing from right mid, right wing, mate.
But he's still a striker because he gets forward and scores goals. Surely.
That's why it's such a remarkable achievement. He scored 42 goals from the right wing.
Truly amazing.
I was listening to Analysis earlier on today on the Anfield Rap podcast, which I love listening to. And they were talking about all of this and saying how, you know, it's even more remarkable because if you think of Harry Kane at Spurs, their whole team structure, their whole, their strategy is feed Kane, get the ball up to Kane. Whether it's Eriksen, whether it's Ali, he is the focal point of their side. That's not the case with Liverpool.
Yeah, Salah. Definitely.
You know, we've got a front 3, and Firmino has chipped in with 29 goals, I think, in all comps this season, something like that. or 30 might have been. And yeah, and Mane the same. So you've got three really good outlets, and still he scored 42 goals.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's remarkable. Also the player in the Premier League this season who's missed the most chances.
Yeah.
So not only has he scored 32 goals in the Premier League,
yeah,
he's also put himself into a position or been put into a position to score a hat-trick or more.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe we'll close the gap on City next year after all. Who knows? Excited.
Mm. Have you seen that you've got that new player joining you from Leipzig, John, haven't you?
Yes.
Have you seen that he's become known as Baby Keith?
No.
I think basically someone somewhere on Twitter or something.
It
got Nabi Keita, but it got auto-corrected and to Baby Keith, and so he's now just become known as Baby Keith.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah. I think it will stick.
Why not? It certainly will on our podcast.
For sure.
Jay, what did you learn this season, mate?
I'm going to embrace the spreadsheet. Yeah. From the start next year, because I've never done that before. Sarge, our dear friend Sarge, who joined us in week one, who actually didn't have a particularly good finish to the season. I was only about 10 points behind him in the end. But he's always raved about them. And now, as you sort of said, with this untapped FPL community resource, all these spreadsheets are out there. So before the season starts, I'm going to get hold of... that fixture overview that I relied on so heavily for the last 8 weeks from the start. And I'm going to try and pick players whose fixtures dovetail. I don't know if you've heard about people doing this. So you try and pick, for example, your goalkeepers, or you might have your cheap goalkeeper with a cheap defender, and you're not just blindly picking them because they're half decent players and they did okay last year. You're picking them specifically because in week one, your cheap defender has got a plum home fixture against a weaker side. In week two, he might be away at City or something, but that's okay because your strategy is you're going to bench him and you're going to bring in your cheap keeper or whatever. You're going to rotate the player. So a bit of strategy around that by looking at those fixtures. And actually, I don't think it needs an enormous amount of time to be invested. I think it's just smarter time spent, you know?
Nice.
I'm definitely going to try and pick on some interesting stats next season. I found it very useful for myself, and I know I keep going on about it, but I did. When I focused and concentrated and listened to what I'd learned and what other people were telling me and what I'd read, actually, my slope from game week 30 was all... upwards in terms of climbing the rankings. And yeah, it wasn't a wonderful performance, but I climbed a million places in the space of those 8 game weeks. And that was just by doing the simple things. So I really want to focus on doing the simple things next season and just looking at the spreadsheet, looking at the fixtures and looking, like a snooker player, looking 3 or 4 shots ahead about who I pick rather
Beautiful.
Than just picking on the...
What an analogy.
100%. 100%. Right, is there anything else we want to cover off before we have a stab at this trivia?
Don't pick Paul Pogba. He's a useless cunt.
Oh, he was so frustrating, wasn't he? He was red hot one week and you thought, God, I got to get him in my side.
Mm.
And then the next week,
he fooled
shit.
Me.
Yeah.
There were 3 occasions where I brought him into my side in the second half of the season thinking, he's got a turn. He's got to be amazing now.
Yeah. He couldn't do it in multiple games, could he?
Yeah, fingers crossed, he's out of our Premier League.
Yeah, the rumour speculation I heard was that if Neymar goes to Real Madrid, then Paris Saint-Germain will target Pogba as his replacement. So good luck with that.
Trivia?
Yeah, let's do trivia.
Trivia time.
Trivia time. Let's wrap it up with the triv.
There are 6 teams beginning with the letter S that have ever played in the Premier League. Who are they and how many seasons were they in the Premier League? You say you think... You've got 7, didn't you, in the break?
I think there are 7.
You're not counting Spurs, are you, Baker?
I'm not counting Spurs.
Let me refer to my,
no.
My source again. I might have missed one. I'll make it 6. Oh, no, you're right. You're right, it is 7.
Oh, Christ.
I hadn't opened the...
the penis. Don't give it away. Don't give it
that
away.
I took... of the web page on my phone, and the bottom margin was over the picture, but when I clicked on it, it showed me an additional one. So you're right, it's 7.
What a bell.
Absolute tit.
You're going first, Bakes.
Okay. Swansea 7.
Agreed. Swansea 7.
Yes, that's on the nose. Well done.
I would say Southampton, and I'm going to throw my hat at 19.
Oh, I had 19 written down, so I'll go 20.
It's 19. Well done, John.
Boom!
Nice one.
Puts you well ahead. Baco, your go.
Nice.
Okay, I'm going to go Stoke 21.
Cool. Jesus.
Stoke, correct. John?
I don't think it's anything like as many as that. But the fact that you think it is making me doubt quite how many. I'll play safe and go 19.
It's actually only 10.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't think it was anything like that many.
Yeah, so that's one all on that.
Happy
one,
to be
isn't
closer.
It? Yeah. John.
I'm gonna go Swindon Town.
Yes.
And I'm fairly sure I'm right in saying that Swindon hold the record for the lowest ever points tally in the Prem, which is making me think they were only in it one season, so I'm going to say just one.
Baco?
I'm going to... I've written four, but I'm going to go two.
It's actually one. Well done, Jay.
Yes! You're pissing it this week, mate.
Baco?
Sunderland 18.
Sunderland, correct. John?
That's the one I didn't have written down. 16.
Jay, on the nose, 16.
Fucking hell.
Lovely, lovely stuff.
Who now? Jay, you'll go.
Do we need to carry on? It's unassailable. Sheffield United.
Correct.
I honestly haven't got a clue how many seasons. I don't think it's many. I'm going to go four.
Baco?
Six.
It's three. Well done, John.
Do you know I had three written down and doubted myself?
You've got to go with what you've written down.
Bring us home then, Baco.
Okay. Okay, three. Give me 3 points.
Sheffield home, Wednesday, Baco. Three.
Sheffield Wednesday, yes. John, how many?
I've got three written down again. I'll say four.
It was higher. It was eight. So well done, John. A point to you.
Nice.
I so actually makes scribbled
one,
out
two,
eight.
Three, four. Five to you, Baco. That's not a great score this week.
And it's then a cricket
John,
score.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That's like Man City, wow, against someone, that is. Man City Swansea. Liverpool Swansea, let's call it.
Kablam. Nice. Well, we've had quite a lot of close weeks, and I think you've won the last three, so it was about time I...
Yeah, congrats, Jay. Well done, mate.
Kept you honest. Good stuff. All right, gents. Very enjoyable, as always. Good to wrap the season up.
Shall we finish with some thanks? Thanks to all our listeners. Thanks to everyone who played in our mini-league during the season.
Definitely. Definitely. We got up to 80 in the end. I'm very pleased with that. It'd be nice if all 80 joined in again next season.
That would be marvellous.
Be nice if we could get more.
Thanks to the over 1,000 followers that we've got on Twitter that have been very engaging from the FPL community this season. So thanks to you all. It's been great fun.
That's been brilliant. Thanks to you two for turning up nearly every week, apart from Wayne and his elaborate holiday schedule.
And Baco when he ditched the episode 2 last week.
and special thanks to you, Joe, for spending all those hours producing wonderful quality content. I do think...
Thanks, mate.
I know the FPL end of season awards don't have highest production values, but if they did, I think you would win, mate.
No, you're very kind. We've had our own little award ceremony here tonight. I'm happy to walk away with that one. Thank you. Most hours spent on editing a podcast award.
And I guess we ought to mention where people can get in contact. We've got lots of thinking time before next season. So if you've got any thoughts, ideas, requests for next season, we are going to put our thinking caps on and try and come up with an even better show for you next season. So
absolutely,
you can contact us at fantasy_noise on Twitter.
Or if you want to join the many people who write to us by email.
Virtually none.
Every week. That email address is fantasyfootballnoise@gmail.com. We would love a rating. Oh, by the way, while we're talking about it, Mitch, perhaps you could post it's not too late, is it, for the or is it too late for the podcast awards?
I think the FPL awards might still be open, yes. So we'd love you to vote
we
for us.
We probably should have mentioned it before now, but there are some fantasy podcast awards. So what's the link, Midge?
I've no idea.
We'll post it.
We'll post it
on Twitter. That would be lovely. We are nominated for Best New Podcast, so that would be... We're not expecting to get it, obviously. We're new. We're very new. We're very young, but I suppose that's the idea. But
oh, it's emotional, isn't it?
I'm in floods of tears here. I don't know about you.
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to getting my fucking Tuesday nights back.
Well, one more to go. Remember, we have, in support of our friend at Tactics FC, he's running a World Cup of podcasts. So every podcast will pick a team and then we'll record a podcast about that team in the format of their choice. So we have picked Sweden.
Yes.
And Tactics will then put every episode that's recorded or link to it from his website and from Twitter and social media. And you should then have their 32 teams, 32 separate podcasts to listen to. So we are Sweden.
Each giving you a little flavour of what they all do, how they each go about
Correct.
It, I suppose.
Yeah.
Can we cheat by getting one of our Swedish listeners on?
Have we got any?
Yeah, we must have.
Mattias Högberg, is he not Swedish?
I have no
idea.
Sounds Swedish.
Had a feeling he was actually from Sweden.
Well, he is, definitely.
Mattias, if you're listening.
Reach out, Mitch. Reach out. Mattias, reach in.
Ooh, nice phrase.
I think, thank you. That'd be good.
Just in case people haven't seen it yet, the 18-19 fixtures will be released at 11:15 a.m. on Thursday, the 14th of June.
Very specific. And the FPL game is open for starting to have a little tinker
sometime in July.
Mid-July, yeah. So just after the World Cup finishes, you can start having a look, having a little play, getting excited about next season. Let's call it a night, gents.
It's been marvellous.
Got to start editing while you go off and open a bottle of red wine.
Adieu, fellas.
For the last time, Baco, call it.
Oh, cue the music.